Chengeto, thanks for joining us this evening.
Absolutely, absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay, let me start by confirming this. The lyrics in one of my favorite songs by Andy Brown, he sings, Chengeto Mwanangu Zwandineza. Was that about you?
I would hope so. I am the only Chengeto daughter that he has. Yes, it was. It was about me.
Tell us, what have you been doing yourself? Are you into music?
Yes, I am into music. You know, I've recently become accustomed to this type of sound that I've been trying to develop. So, yes, I am definitely into music. It's something I'm working on right now.
We know Amara is recording. Any of your siblings recording too?
No, to my knowledge, at least. No, right now at the moment, it's just Amara and I that are really pushing on it. Our younger siblings are still in school, and then our other siblings, you know, they work in different fields.
You are now based in the U.S. Tell us what has been occupying you apart from music, of course.
Well, just finishing high school last year. Right now, it's more so just working and then looking into starting college next year at the moment. So besides the music, it's just school and work.
What do you intend to study?
So I do intend to go and study music more to just get a better basis, as I am pushing to start, you know, an actual career in music. So going to school and getting to actually know the depths of music is something that I want to do for sure, for sure.
Of course, both your parents were accomplished musicians. Who would you say influenced you more?
So honestly, I'll have to say both of them, because with my dad definitely influenced as far as like whenever I compose a song, when it comes to like wanting to add a certain type of guitar flair to it, you know, that has that Zimbabwean stamp sound in it, he definitely helped me become comfortable with doing that. And then with my mom, you know, she didn't really limit herself as far as what type of genre she would touch into. So with her, you know, she definitely influenced me to not kind of box myself with my sound. And then also whenever I want to make a song touching my African roots and my Zimbabwean roots, she's definitely someone who pushed me to do that as well.
You said you are working on some songs. What kind of music are you focusing on?
I am currently, honestly, I would say I'm just dabbling in everything, really. Like I said before, you know, because of my parents, I don't really believe in boxing myself up. So I'm really touching base in everything, you know. And also because I've been back and forth between Zimbabwe and the States so much, you would tell, you know, the future when I do put out some of these projects that I'm working on, that I'm definitely touching the aspects of, you know, integrating like Zimbabwean music and the American music together to just kind of make one sound that really represents what I'm familiar with.
So are you working as a solo artist, or you have a group that you're working with?
I work as a solo artist right now.
Any plans to release an album anytime soon?
I wouldn't say anytime soon, but there are definitely plans, yes. It is in the future somewhere there.
How many songs would you say you are ready to record now, or that you are polishing?
Oh, man, if I round it to a number, I would say I'm at about, like, you know, about 6 or 7 that I'm, you know, polishing up and trying to make sure they sound correct. But, you know, as an artist, it's always it's a bit complicated with that, because you always want to go back and fix something, you know? It's never, it takes a couple of tries before it's like 100% complete for you. Then you're like, okay, this is the product, it's good, the sound is ready, let's give it to the people.
But what would you say has been your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge? I think would just be, I guess, just stepping out of my comfort zone to really push myself with my music, I would say. you know, because I'm a very, I'm the type of person that likes to keep to myself a lot. And, you know, when you start dabbling in music that involves, you know, definitely coming more into contact with a lot more people and stuff. So I just had to really push myself out of my comfort zone and just challenge myself more. But it's been very, very productive and motivational. So, you know, it was the biggest challenge, but it was also a blessing coming.
Like we indicated earlier, Odd, your dad was an accomplished artist, your mother too. Is that difficult, or you see it as an advantage? Do you think people might compare you to the two?
They may. I think that comes with the territory, honestly. But I mean, hey, listen, all I'm trying to do is make good music for people to like. You know, and I would say that having parents who are both, you know, very recognized and also very good at what they did, it's a bit of an advantage, because, you know, I am familiar with the music, so I'm not just coming out of nowhere trying to do music. You know, music is in my background, it's in my blood, so it's definitely something it's definitely an advantage. I'd have to say it's an advantage, yeah.
What instruments can you play?
So I can play theater, and I can play guitar, and I'm currently really trying to get better at piano. We'll see what happens. It's a bit of a challenge. Piano is one of those instruments you're supposed to play as a child, but it's also, you know, I picked it up recently and that. I mean, but it's going well. You know, it takes time.
So I see you have been doing a bit of everything.
A bit of everything. You have to dab on it, okay? No limits.
Lastly, there is a song that you said you are currently working on. If you can sing a bit, just a few lyrics. You said it's called If I.
Yes, the song is called If I. Basically, the background behind it would just be, a love story, obviously, where one is just saying, you know, they wish they could have changed certain situations and taken back as much emotion as they invested into the whole situation. So, you know.
Memories fade, in my head you stay. How did it get this way? Can you explain? And I should have known we would get here. Even though you promised to never go there. Gave him my all, swore on no regret. Said you'd do the same. How did you forget? And I never knew that it would hurt this bad. But silly old me, there I go again. If I could do it all over again, I would have never if I could do it all over again. If I could do it all over again, I would have never ever loved you. Da israi gona, da israi vira, da itora rudo wangu, domanya o, domanya o, domanya. Mwari muri poere ndashaya kuti ndodiniwo. Mwari muri poere ndashaya. What you gonna do for love? What you gonna do for love?
That reminds me of Chiwoniso.
Thank you. I definitely take that as a compliment, trust me.
No, it's brilliant, and do keep it up.
Thank you.
Together, we're hidden from the day in certain places, certain.